My name is Martin Connor. I'm a senior. What I've been working on lately is a senior distinction project, a 9-movement requiem, 35 minutes long. It's for brass quintet, percussion, choir, and carillon. We just had a performance for the first time. I thought it went really well. The performers were a group of a lot of UNC students, actually, mixed in with some professionals. The conductor was from UNC. The carillonneur was the Duke carillonneur who plays every day at 5 o'clock. So we had the performance. We did 5 of the 9 movements. But I thought it went really well. The performance itself for me was a blur. I don't really remember too much of it. I remember giving some remarks at the end, but really it was just so much was going on at one time that I don't really remember all of it. Seeing the piece performed for the first time was really something cool because, you know, I'm kind of the sentiment that a piece of music doesn't really exist unless it can be performed and unless it could be played. And so until that's done, you're never really sure if it can be. So to see it Thursday night, something that I worked on for so long and so hard, finally see it come to fruition and be like a real piece of music was really something really cool to see.
When I don't compose, just like something doesn't feel right. And I almost feel like composing, like in my life, is like a person that I have a relationship with. Like sometimes the relationship is great, which is the case now, but sometimes like not so great. And me and composing aren't on. It's like a form, in its truest sense, it's like just pure self-expression. I was always kind of a fan of the genre of Requiem. Some of the greatest composers have written Requiem. Something I figured, you know, this would be a really good way to tie it in, because even before I started working on the Requiem, I'd always, in a weird way, I'd always had like a thing for Haiti. I listened to its music, kind of kept track of it on my radar. And then when the earthquake happened, I was affected by it more than I should have been, I think, because, you know, it happens like a world away. Like, I'm not Haitian. I don't have anyone Haitian in my family, but just as a human, I think, like, Haiti is a country to be proud of.